You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
So today on Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, how about the concept of signs of the times? Is the tax sky red? I mean, red, you know, like, is it a sunset coming? Anyway, you might remember in Matthew 16, Jesus had an opportunity to speak with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and they came to test him, and they asked him for a sign from heaven, and he answered them, you know, when it's evening, you say it'll be fair weather for the sky is red. They're seeing a pretty sunset. And in the morning, it'll be stormy today for the sky is red and threatening. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you can't interpret the signs of the times. And even an evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given it except for the sign of Jonah. And so, you know, the sad news for the Pharisees and the Sadducees is they are literally having an opportunity to talk to God. I mean, this is God, and he's in a position to save them. And oh my goodness, they can't interpret the signs of the time because, you know, they're not really seeing which way, you know, things are going. And so are we taking a hard look at the signs of the times? And of course, today on Finishing Well, we're talking about taxes. Unfortunately, you may have... A lot of people are freaking out because the wind is coming from a completely different direction than it used to be. And so you could work out of fear and say, oh my goodness, my tax return, you know, this year I didn't get near the refund I got. And all of a sudden work out of fear of that. But is it time to reset your sales? Because what you see is not necessarily what you're not getting, is it?
Right? Well, that's exactly right. So, you know, what we're really talking about today is that a year ago, 2 years ago, just depending on when you add it up, tax rates, income tax rates came way down, significantly down. And there's some deductions that went away and some changes, but the rates, and especially in these lower brackets, has just been lowered. And I really haven't taken as good of a look at it. I mean, I'm looked at it and I know it, but it took, you know, I was sitting on a webinar getting trained by Ed Slott, who's my IRA expert, and he's sounding all the signals and calling all us together and sitting in front of our TVs talking about this SECURE Act that just passed the House. And he's talking about, okay, so it is not law yet, but we as planners, we need to pay attention. You need to pay attention, talking about me. And so we go here, and you know, I've got this presentation in front of me, and I can see here what the tax rates, and I just look at some of these brackets. So a married couple can have, married filing jointly, their adjusted gross income can be as high as $78,950. And they're only going to pay 12% federal income tax.
Now, that's just phenomenal, isn't it?
And I mean, it just is.
Think of how many families are falling into that category. They're only paying 12% tax. They're actually getting way more in their paychecks every month than what they used to be getting. But because their refund got smaller this year, they think, oh, you know, it's time to go into fear. But actually, it's time to set your sails for, wow, you need to be saving and thinking about the future and a lot of things.
Well, and so a single person, it's essentially $40,000 that you can earn. So it's less. But you're still going to pay, if you earn more than that, more than either, you're still going to pay 12% tax on the amount of money that was in that bracket. But let's look at the next bracket. So now you got a maximum of $168,400 for a married couple. And the tax rate is 22%, still very low comparatively in modern times. And for a single, that top number of the 22% tax bracket is $84,200. And so the point that Ed Slott was making is to retirees or anticipating retirement is every year that passes that you don't realize income or, you know, that you don't allow yourself to get up to this amount is, you know, that's gone. I mean, when 2019 finishes and you're a married couple and you just finish the year at $80,000 or something, I mean, sure, you've only paid 12% tax on that money, but you've missed an opportunity to pay 22% tax on a whole lot of income. And you say, well, where am I going to get other income? I mean, what is this? Well, if you look, if you just say that your income is not within your control, then you could say, yeah, I mean, so this is news. You're telling me this, but how am I going to make more income? And I'm going to tell you exactly where you're going to get more income is you're going to convert your traditional IRA or 401k. If it's in there and they offer a Roth option, you're going to convert it to a Roth. So you're effectively going to pay the tax this year, or you'll pay it in the spring, but it just this year you're going to pay the tax to take advantage of this 22% or 12%, or even if you go above that, it just goes to 24%. So these are very low tax rates.
Right. I mean, who could forget not long ago they were 30, 34%. So here, this opportunity, the wind is blowing with a lower tax rate. And the idea, as we've talked about IRAs on the show many times, is that a Roth IRA, it won't count as income against your Social Security when you get older.
Just that and a whole bunch. You're just not going to pay any tax on it. So if you create an income on this, I mean, you're just going to be enjoying tax-free. I mean, we were just going over the example of me. I'm doing this in the process of doing it, and I've been for years, that my intention is to have my whole IRA converted to a Roth by the time I'm 70, okay? And I'm a few years before 70, and then to begin drawing income from it tax-free from 70 on. And a tax-free income for me and my spouse, okay? And then furthermore, it's tax-free income that's guaranteed by an insurance company because I practice what I preach is I have bought an annuity or several annuities, actually. I've got it spread around to where I'm going to draw an income that is not going to end until both Rhonda and I are gone. So, I mean, that sounds a little complicated and a little far-fetched, but we were just talking is that when 20 years from now, if I'm still alive – and I'm 81, and I'm drawing this check, and Rhonda, you know, and I are drawing it, and then tax rates are potentially much higher, which I, just looking at the things historically and the budget problems, and I think that would be my guess, is they're going to be much higher. So I'm going to be getting that check tax-free, and in addition, I'm not going to be paying any taxes on my Social Security check that I've waited till 70 to start. So I'm just going to have this tax-free income coming in. And, I mean, it's going to be pretty happy.
Yeah. And the idea is the winds have changed. And they've changed, you know, recently within the last year and a half. And so today's show is on taxes, right? One of the seven worries there at the seven worries tab at cardinalguide.com, which, by the way, is what brings you finishing well. And so if you go to cardinalguide.com and you click on the seven worries tab there, you'll find, you know, the taxes thing. And you can download the PDF of Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement there. Or, of course, you can just email Hans and ask for the book. You got some just this week, people asking for copies, you gladly send out. Because that's the idea, is to get the information out there to where people can finish well.
Well, yeah. And by the way, if you want a copy of my book, you can get it on Amazon. It's very inexpensive. But you also can just, like he said, you can download the chapters for free. But if you just send me a message, and it's what you were referring to, I had a nice man from California that was downloading our podcast. It's pretty flattering. And he wrote and he asked for some information about some insurance products. But he also asked me if I'd send him a book. and a copy as well to his parents, who are 80 years old. So if any of you want to do that, you just send us a message, and we'll be glad to send the book out. Now, when it comes to Roth conversions, I've always been, you know, in favor of them, but kind of on the fence. And I'm not still just recommending everybody out there that's listening that you just immediately start converting your Roth. I mean, we really got to look at your whole situation. But generally speaking, I've moved and have been moving my position on this, that I think that now is the time to really start looking at this seriously. And this is a hard sale with clients, because what I'm really telling you is to increase the taxes that you're paying now, okay? That's just, it's just hard to convince a client. And then when I convince the clients to do it and they go ahead and do it, then I got to reconvince them next year at tax time, is you got me paying all these taxes. And what I'm saying here is, just with the tax rates the way they are now, and with some changes that are coming in the law that we think are going to be coming soon, but if they don't come soon, they're coming probably sooner or later, your heirs or your children or whoever receives this money that after you die are going to have much less options as far as stretching it.
Right. The stretch IRA is what's kind of on the chopping block in Congress right now. So we're going to talk about that and a great deal more about interpreting the signs of the time. And, you know, is the sky red? Is there sunset, or is it sunrise? You know, those are some interesting questions to determine. Of course, you know, what Jesus was teaching was a great deal deeper than that, that God's right there. And a big part of this, Hans, before we go to the break, I think, is, are we operating out of fear, or are we operating out of faith, right? Faith that God's going to provide a way. He might be providing, Hans, right now as you're listening, to, you know, to help you to interpret the times and to see what's going on. Because I can assure you, the news is going to make a big deal out of stuff that's from a purely political standpoint. They're trying to change the way you vote. I mean, they're not necessarily trying to show you what's a good way to invest and all that kind of stuff. Their motivations are significantly different. And so being able to interpret the times through the news is not so easy, right, Hans?
Well, yeah, and this is preparation for when you're old. They tell me not to use that description or word, but it just is, and you're unable to earn additional income and work, or you choose not to, or you're in the restful period. This is just preparing so you'll live a good life financially, and you won't have to worry about your money and paying taxes.
And actually finish well. So we'll be back in just a minute with a second half of Interpreting the Signs of the Times. Is the tax sky red?
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well. Today's show is Interpreting the Signs of the Times. Is the tax sky red? So there's something coming, possibly or likely, which is the SECURE Act. And so you may wonder, if you're an acronym genius, what that means.
Okay, so the SECURE Act has passed the House, the U.S. House and the Congress, and it's over at the Senate, and the Senate is working on their version of it or trying to pass this. So this isn't law yet, but the SECURE Act stands for Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement Act of 2019. I always like that, where they call taxes, you know, and change into enhancements. But there are pieces of this bill. I mean, what it's intended to do, it has good intentions, is it's intended to pass some legislation that at least looks like the government is somehow making changes to deal with the fact that, in their opinion, most people are not ready for retirement. So there's a whole lot of stuff in here other than the loss of the stretch of the IRAs. But this is what Ed Slott was singing the whistle on, and just saying, hey, he got us all together on a webinar, video of him and a PowerPoint, and he talked nonstop for an hour, and I was just furiously taking notes. And really at the crux of this thing is, if this doesn't pass, or it takes a while to pass, or maybe it just goes down and it gets shot down, the provisions of this thing as they affect IRAs ain't going away. So if it doesn't pass now, the government wants to get their hands on you paying taxes on that IRA money.
But I also see, as I read through those details, that the government wants people to use the IRAs for what they originally designed them for. They're not supposed to be a way to transfer wealth to your prosperity. They're supposed to be a way for you to live well during your retirement years.
Well, they are. I mean, 30, 40 years ago, people retiring didn't really have 401ks and rolled over into IRAs. They had a pension. Now, what they have is 401ks, tax-deferred savings plans, IRAs, and most people that are getting ready for retirement, they got big balances in this thing. That's the most of their money. And, you know, we talk about this on several shows, that money hasn't been taxed yet. You haven't paid taxes on that money, either the money you put in there or if it's in a traditional IRA. And what we're proposing on this show is that you really need to take a serious look at converting some of your traditional IRA, not all of it, some of it, to a Roth. And you can put together a plan to do this over several years so you'll minimize the tax impact. But yet you're doing this in such a way that you're taking advantage of these low tax rates.
And one of the things that he highlighted as I read through the article or the workbook that he sent you was, it's back on to figure out who your beneficiaries are, and that's going to radically, the SECURE Act, you know, is aimed at certain ones of those types of beneficiaries.
Oh, it absolutely is. So the SECURE Act is going to reduce the stretch IRA, okay? And so you say, well, what's a stretch IRA? For spouses, there really isn't a lot of change in this act. But for any other beneficiary, which is most generally the kids, that inheriting this IRA, they, before this act would be passed, through some advice through somebody like me, they can stretch the taxes out and the payments out of this IRA over their whole lifetime. So you can, you know, there's planning things, and we've recommended that to a lot of people. And Ed Slott's singing the alarm bell. He's saying, okay, this act is going to reduce the stretch down to 10 years for everybody. So in other words, if you left this to your granddaughter under the current law, and she's 10 years old when you die, and she has a life expectancy of 85, you could previously have stretched that IRA over 75 years, because that's her life expectancy. Now it's going to be 10 years if this thing passes for everybody. So because government never intended IRAs to be an estate planning technique. I mean, they intended you to use it yourself during retirement to live off of.
And then they would get the taxes from it. But
sure.
The kazamo is that if that granddaughter, when she was 20, had not distributed the money, then all of a sudden she's going to have to pay tax on the whole whammy, right?
Absolutely. And so what he finished this thing with is that we as planners, I'm part of this, you know, we're Ed Slott groupies. There's about 500 of us, of attorneys, financial planners, CPAs, that go to with him twice a year. And so what he's doing in this thing is he's saying, okay, you planners, you need to take heed of this. And there's five things that that you can do to lessen the tax load for people. And so the first one that he put, which he always talks about, is reevaluate beneficiaries. So I just want to sing the alarm bell here. I want to encourage everyone out there to find everything that you got. Your IRAs, all of them have a beneficiary. So does your 401k. If it doesn't have a beneficiary, it's not an IRA. And you made a designation at some point on that. I want you to check that and make sure it's what you want. But you also have these on life insurance policies and annuities, and you got a lot of beneficiaries there. This is a good time to think about, let's get them out. Let's make sure that what they want. And if you do it with an advisor like me, then we're going to take into account the tax law and the potential changes. So there's some planning opportunities here. You know, first of all, to get the money to whoever you want it to go to, and then to give it in such a way that they pay the least amount of tax.
Everything that you do with a TOD, transfer on death, like, you know, whatever your checking account is, your savings account, you can put TODs on all that stuff. And if you do, it passes out of probate. It goes to whoever you designated it to without it having to get an estate tax on it. Essentially, everything that you're left in there without a TOD, like all his accounts,
it's going to go on the estate.
It goes into the estate, and then it's going to be not only tied up for whatever period of time, but it also, that's how they figure your estate tax.
So a TOD is transfer on death, and it's a beneficiary designation on a bank account or a stock account.
Right.
Okay? That's not an IRA. Okay. So that's the first one, reevaluate beneficiaries. The second one is tax bracket management that I talked about earlier in the show, that a married couple can show income of up to $168,000, and that's after you've taken the standard deduction or whatever your deductions, and only pay 22% federal tax. And so he's simply saying that we ought to look forward and take advantage of that low tax rate. And one of the ways to do that is, his next suggestion is to do Roth conversions, you know, over time. And so we can plan for the next few years, because we can reasonably assume that these tax brackets aren't going to change for at least a few years. They're positioned to sunset in 2025. We can do Roth conversions up to the end of the tax bracket. The fourth one is life insurance, which, if you want to pass money tax-free to your heirs, if that's really what your IRA is for, I mean, one way to do that is, as we mentioned earlier, is do a Roth conversion, and then your kids will inherit this money tax-free, but it'll be less. Another way to do it is to start pulling money out of your traditional IRA, paying the tax, and using some of what's left over, or all of what's left over, to buy a life insurance policy and to pay for it over the years. And if you have a life insurance policy for the amount of the IRA, your kids are going to get that tax-free. It's wonderful. And then the fifth one that he had on here that we're not going to get into the show is charitable remainder trust, or CRTs. But there's a, you know, there's a way to put your money in trust and to give money perhaps to the church or to a missions or to the Jesus Labor of Love. I'll go ahead and say it for you. But I don't really want to get into that on the show.
Well, the idea, though, is that, you know, if you send it to a charitable foundation, it's a way to not pay the tax on the money and use that part that you would normally give as a tithe.
Sure
to,
it is.
To, you know, really take advantage or leverage the tax laws the way they are currently.
The charity's going to get more.
Setting your sails for the signs of the time, and setting, you know, the way the wind's blowing now.
Really, the three biggest things out of these five is tax bracket management, that we could really sit down with you and look at your income halfway through the year and figure out a way to take advantage of these low rates. Roth conversions, which is probably how we're going to take advantage of it. And then the fourth one is life insurance, which is really planning for the end, and it's the best way to give tax-free money to your beneficiaries, paid for with with IRA money.
Right. And so, again, interpreting the signs of the times is, you know, there is a sunset coming, apparently, on the one law, but, you know, looking and seeing what you have in order to finish well sometimes means, you know, paying the taxes on at a time when it's more affordable, and you can do it when you're actually not, you know, got the fixed income later in life.
If you're listening to our podcast and you're out in California, or you're in North Dakota, or you're in Alaska, or you're down in Florida, or anywhere in the United States, we are licensed in all 50 states and D.C. The only decision that you'll need to make, first of all, if you call us and you get advice, you don't need to pay us anything, you know, for the beginning and initial counsel. I'll talk to anybody on the phone. But if you decide to hire us, the only real decision that you're going to need to make is you're going to say, I'm going to forego a face-to-face meeting, and I'm now going to do this over the telephone, and I'm going to do it with Hans's firm. And if you do that, what you're going to do is you're just going to open up the whole world of possible solutions, because we're completely independent. We represent all these insurance companies. Our sister firm has all the investment options. I mean, we're very independent, and I just find it cool. People are listening to our podcast all over the country, and I'm getting emails and I'm getting phone calls and establishing clients and relationships where we never meet the people face to face, but we seem to be serving them well. They're real happy.
Yeah, and all this is found at cardinalguide.com, along with his book, with Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, which, as we always talk about, you can order there just by emailing Hans and asking for it at the website, or, of course, get it in Amazon or any of the local stores. But we ran out of time before we ran out of stuff to say, Hans. Yeah. So we've got to go. We'll be back.
More's coming.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.